The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At our national churchwide assembly, Bishop Davenport shared this story in her sermon on the last day of our assembly, a story about four people. Everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could do it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but everybody did not realize that nobody would do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. How easy it is for any of us to welcome, to be a place of healing, nourishment, refreshment as the body of Christ. We're taught, as we are priesthood, part of the priesthood of all believers, that anybody can engage in this ministry. As Jesus is teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, he sees a woman who's been suffering for 18 years in our gospel lesson this morning. The woman presents with some physical symptoms that I'm sure put her in a great deal of pain over these many years. There are many things that she cannot do that other able-bodied individuals can do, yet she still finds a way to make it to the synagogue. Maybe it's out of persistent devotion. Maybe it's because she heard Jesus would be there on this day. Maybe both. Jesus, being Jesus, heals her from her ailment. But the leader of the synagogue is indignant of such an action on the Sabbath. Jesus is condemned for violating a Sabbath restriction. This woman had been suffering for 18 years. There are many people suffering around us. It is not only easy, but it's become our reality to simply be accustomed to that reality, to even dismiss certain sufferings as something that they must deal with, as opposed to us beginning to wonder, how could we accommodate and even alleviate someone's suffering? The brokenness within individualism in our society is that we say it's ultimately their problem. and we can even care less about it if we can be convinced that they brought it on themselves. Our third commandment is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. But we forget that while that commandment is one of the commandments that deals with our relationship with God, there are many other commandments within those 10 that are concerned with our relationship to our neighbor. Love of God and love of neighbor are joined together. They are one and the same. The objection by the leader of the synagogue now does not paint the whole religious community in Jesus' day as a monolith. We hear in our gospel lesson, not everybody was upset. He was upset. There were some opponents. But there were people in the synagogue celebrating. They were rejoicing what Jesus had done on the Sabbath, alleviating their neighbor, their fellow family member in the faith, from her ailment. And Jesus points out how, as human beings, we are quick to rationalize how we can break the rules, we can dismiss what God calls and commands us to do when it serves us, when it's convenient. As Jesus says to the leader of the synagogue and his opponents, do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey and lead it away to give it water? There are instances of high control religion within Christianity in our society in which leaders have demonstrated hypocrisy that is so blatant that when even drawing attention or seeking to alleviate the suffering that we have become numb to and accustomed to, they are quick to get defensive. They are quick to push back and even condemn it with indignation as being unfaithful. Not unlike what we see here in the gospel lesson. Jesus is seeking to be faithful. Jesus is seeking to embody the word so that this woman could be liberated by the word. And it is being called out by a religious leader as being unfaithful. And we see this play out in our society today. And we have become complicit in the act that there are people who are suffering in our world that are essentially nobody, that everybody should just ignore. Now, while we can't avoid a church being filled with hypocrites, we also can't use it as a crutch to avoid being self-aware, to use it as a reason to be gatekeepers to those who we just wouldn't want to have around, and neglect the ones that we wish would just go away because they're expendable at best. Many Christians in our society are amazed and worried about the decline that they see in the institutional church. But high control expressions of Christianity are starting to see the fruits that they're reaping. And an exodus is forming in those circles. We ourselves cannot lament how so many people work on Sundays, for example, when we are comprised of the consumers that create that demand. We cannot get on our high horse about the priorities that people make when it comes to the many activities that take place on Sunday, when we ourselves participate in them. But this goes deeper than just holy obligations on the Sabbath or the Lord's Day. Because Lutherans don't live under such obligations. Right? One of my favorite jokes about being a Lutheran is that Lutherans feel guilty about not feeling guilty. Right? We're not tied to these obligations. We are free in Christ. We are saved by grace, not by our works. And our teaching about the Sabbath is about being centered in the Word. I won't get tired of quoting Luther's explanation of the third commandment in the Small Catechism. We are to fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching or God's Word, but instead keep that Word holy, gladly hear it and learn it. Being centered in the Word would keep our indignation and our hypocrisy in check. And coming from a Reformation tradition that promotes freedom and liberation, we have been guilty of reducing what we do when we gather for worship to be nothing more than an obligation and not an encounter with the life-giving Word of God, Jesus Christ. The Word of God comes to us. That's the good news. When we make it an obligation about here's what you have to do to come to God, we miss the gospel. God is always coming to us. God is always breaking through. In this instance, the woman did not ask to be healed, right? Jesus went to her. And when we do gather around word and sacrament, the King and ruler of the universe is coming to us. One of the reasons why I like reading the gospel in the center of the assembly is that image of the word coming to us in the midst of community. God coming to us in the gifts of bread and wine. God coming to you each and every day to bring you new life. So what did the synagogue leader lose for this woman being healed? Did he have to become disabled in order for her to be healed? No. It cost him nothing. But it upset him nonetheless because things were not completely done on his terms. And a microcosm of how this exists in our society today, I came across this week. Cracker Barrel decided to offer a meatless sausage option on its menu. And people got upset. They're adding. They're not taking away. Right? They're adding. And some within the customer base were upset and vowing not to eat there anymore. They're adding. Not taking away, adding. No one is forcing them or anyone else to eat meatless sausage at Cracker Barrel or anywhere else for that matter. But that is a microcosm in our society today because the idea of wanting or needing a meatless option, the idea of those people needing that, those people existing in their space is offensive. Their space is offensive. They lose nothing. They do not have anything taken away. They're upset that those people are even acknowledged and accommodated. These nobodies seem like somebody all of a sudden within that base that's upset. They don't feel special anymore. They feel like they can just be anybody, I suppose. When we gather for worship, it's not a call for us to be an exclusive club that neglects the world. It's to be fed and filled so that we can share God's love with the world. The Sabbath is a gift given to us, not an obligation. In this instance, the woman does not have to ask Jesus to be healed. As I said, Jesus just does it. And when we come together, the Word, Jesus, the Word made flesh, crucified and risen, comes to us in word and sacrament. My takeaway from Luther's explanation of the third commandment, to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, as I've said many times, is that we don't find our rest in a day of the week, but we find our rest in Jesus, the living and abiding Word of God. Not confined to a day of the week. So rest and rejuvenation in Jesus Christ is daily. And we gather typically on the Lord's Day around word and sacrament to find a particular rest on the mountaintop with God. As Jesus says in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. The healing of this woman on the Sabbath is Jesus demonstrating the liberating purpose of Sabbath. She now has good news to share with all people. This woman now embodies the Word of God. When we encounter Jesus in our daily walk, when we encounter Jesus in our worship around Word and Sacrament, we go forth embodying the Word of God to share with all people. Which is why we cannot be a people that neglects. We cannot be a people that's accustomed to the sufferings of this world. For Jesus removes the barriers. And that's what we're called to do as well. All of us are called to this work. And we are seated at an ever expansive table of God's grace that seeks to draw all people to God's self. The joy we get when we find our rest in Christ spreads very fast when we share it. Think about how fast the joy of this woman being healed spread throughout the crowd. Many of us, all of us, are called to be on the lookout to those that need healing in their lives. May we all be on the lookout for those who need to know that they are loved and that they belong. May they experience through the freedom that we have in Christ, the love of Christ. The kingdom of God has no boundaries or restrictions. Share the good news that you have experienced. Bishop Davenport, towards the end of her sermon, went back to that story of those four people. Nobody, everybody, somebody, and anybody, and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. We're called to this work in sharing our joy and love of Jesus with everybody and anybody, for God's table of grace is expansive. Thanks be to God. Amen.